Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. There is growing concern around the Omicron variant. The new strain is already present in several European countries and perhaps even in France. 8 suspected cases have been detected in France. These potential carriers are people who have returned from South Africa in the past 14 days and have been placed in solitary confinement while awaiting the results of the sequencing of the samples. Today, the United Kingdom summons the G7 health ministers to discuss the spread of this new variant. And from today, the validity of antigen tests goes from 72 hours to 24 hours, as announced by the government last Thursday. This tactic is to put more pressure on people who have not been vaccinated. Sébastien Lecornu goes to the West Indies after the violence and protests last week, in particular those against the obligatory vaccination of caregivers. The Minister of Overseas is today in Guadeloupe, where he will meet local elected officials, economic players and unions. He will then travel to Martinique tomorrow. A Frontex plane will fly over the channel 24 hours a day to fight against migratory traffic. This announcement came last night from the Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, at the end of a crisis meeting in Calais between European partners. It will be deployed from Wednesday between France and the Netherlands. 13 departments still have an orange weather warning this morning. 11 have a weather warning for the risk of snow and ice in the Pyrenees, the Alps and the Massif Central. Flood warnings are also maintained for the Pas-de-Calais and the North. In this department, 61 people had to be evacuated this weekend because of severe weather. You've been listening to The Morning News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.